Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
HEA hosted a luncheon meeting on Wednesday, November 1st, to offer updates on renewable energy projects, wildfires, outages, and cybersecurity. HEA General Manager Brad Janorski presented a 15-slide PowerPoint to showcase what projects are currently happening. When it comes to the Cook Inlet Platform Wind Project, HEA is on phase one, which is data collection.
We got approved to study four sites on the Kenai Peninsula for wind. We didn't get approved to install wind. We got approved to study the wind. As you may or may not be aware, there are a lot of federal funding opportunities right now for primarily wind and solar.
A final design would include an AEA 2022 grant worth $885,000. A federal legislative appropriation worth $875,000 was also recently awarded. Wildfires are an extreme concern for the company. When trees are too close to the power lines, the trees can catch fire and cause severe damage to the environment. Not only that, it's a safety hazard for the individuals who are deployed to fix the issue, and it ruins communications for everyone. In order to combat this, Janorski wanted to let the community know that the company is ready to help take care of the issue before it becomes a serious problem.
If you've got a tree leaning towards the line, leaning towards our power line, give us a call. We'd be happy to cut it down. And we'll send somebody out. By the way, there's no charge to you.
Besides wildfires, there are also other nature-related issues that affect the efficiency of the HEA. For instance, Janorski recalls the Labor Day windstorm and how it affected over 18,000 members. At that time, 206 trees were removed. A Kenai man was arrested for threatening to kidnap and injure a U.S. senator. For more information, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A Kenai man was arrested on Monday, October 30th, for threatening to kidnap and injure a U.S. senator, who is believed to be Lisa Murkowski. According to court documents, Arthur Charles Graham, age 46, of Kenai, sent an email to a U.S. senator on September 28th. An affidavit submitted to a federal judge by a special agent with the U.S. Capitol Police states there was probable cause to believe Graham had willfully transmitted interstate and foreign commerce communications containing a threat to kidnap and injure United States Senator One. Based on references to the unnamed senator in the affidavit as she and her, it is widely speculated that United States Senator One is Lisa Murkowski. The affidavit states Graham submitted an email through the senator's website. And in the email, Graham references his uncertainty regarding an eviction notice he expected to receive from his landlady. He then threatens the senator, stating, "Until I get new information, my plan is to hunt you down, cut your flesh off your body, and wear your skin like clothes." Graham has admitted that he did send the email and confirmed the threatening statements were from him, and also stated he knew sending the message was against the law. Arthur Graham has made death threats online before. In fact, in a series of emails in 2019 and 2020, he made repeated graphic death threats against a prominent New York-based investigative journalist, Frank Parlato. In a phone interview with KSRM, Parlato verified the threats Graham made against his life.
I told him I didn't think that his theories were true. And when I did tell him that, then he turned to making rather pathetic types of threats.
New York journalist said he reported Graham's threats to the Kenai police. Politicians and members of law enforcement he believed were connected to an infamous cult which Parlato was known to have investigated.
They told me that they were well acquainted with Charles. They knew that he had made a number of threats.
For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your news headlines from Friday.